Welcome back, George Norrie, along with Doc Wallach. Doc, you happen to believe that low cholesterol is bad for you. Is that correct?
Low cholesterol is bad for you. Cholesterol is a source of material that your brain and spinal cord make the white matter, the myelin, in the brain and spinal cord. So when you're taking the doctor's medicine to eliminate your cholesterol, you're damaging your brain and spinal cord. Also, it makes up 95% of sex hormones for both males and females. And this is why we have so many sex problems, because everybody's taking anti-cholesterol medication, and somebody needs to go to jail.
Can you have too high, though, cholesterol, too?
I'm sorry?
Can you have too high a cholesterol?
No. What happens is you just urinate it out if you have too much, but you cannot fry it, okay? That turns it into something bad. So you can have it barely warmed, okay? I eat 3 scrambled eggs for breakfast and soft and butter.
You're still doing that?
Oh, yeah, 3 at dinner time. No matter what else we eat, steak, we have the 3 eggs.
Price of eggs are going up.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, they're $4 a dozen now or something like that.
Crazy times, my gosh. Well, there's concern over the bird flu, and I guess there's a shortage of the eggs.
But you got to take the eggs, even though it's a little expensive. It's cheaper to add 25 years to your life this way, and your brain functions, and you're not an idiot. But if you don't eat your eggs and stay away from cholesterol with cholesterol medication, you're in trouble.
Doctor, there's a report that the flu is the worst it's been in 15 years. What's going on there?
Well, people who are not supplementing, their immune system is way, way low. And so when the bug comes along, they have no defense. And so that's what's happening. You see this in big countries with big cities and stuff like that. When you have small countries, small farms, and they're still using wood for fuel, and they're putting the wood ashes into their gardens. They're putting wood ashes into their food for supplements, okay, and for taste. The wood ashes are loaded with minerals. The minerals don't burn. So whatever minerals are in the tree, okay, get into their food. And that's why you don't hear from these problems with very primitive countries, because they're still using wood for fuel and coal for fuel. They're putting the ashes from wood and coal into their food and into their gardens. And so when we went to electricity at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Monday, September 4th, 1882, when Thomas Edison pulled the switch, that was the beginning of a huge problem that humanity never had before.
Interesting take. To the phones we go. Athena's with us in Houston, Texas. Hello there, Athena.
Hi.
Good to have you with us. Go ahead.
So just this past summer, I got these allergies out of nowhere to pork and yeast. And I don't know, I was wondering if maybe I could, like, strengthen my liver to deter these allergies.
Okay, well, to deter allergies, you need to do 2 things. Stay away from all the bad foods, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, no brown rye, no oats, no buckwheat, no sugar, no carbonated drinks, even the diet one's got to go. And then you need to take in the 90 essential nutrients plus the I-26. The I-26... it comes in capsules, powder, and chewables. I like the chewables because I can take a handful of them in my
That's
jacket.
Becoming one of your favorites, Doc.
Yep. Yeah, we have turned so many people around that were really, really in deep trouble with brain function, nerve function.
Parkinson's.
You know, Parkinson's. Oh, yeah, Parkinson's disease. We're really going great guns. We can people who have Parkinson's disease for 10, 12 years and are really close to death. And we say, give us 90 days. Well, usually within 2 weeks, they see an improvement. In a month, they're 50% better. And in 2 months' time, they don't have Parkinson's disease anymore. And the doctors are freaking out, and they keep saying, come in.
You got to get some of that to Michael J. Fox.
Yep. Let's do it.
All right, back to Athena.
Okay, so.
And I have a theory that... back in biblical times, because supposedly they were all the same blood type, that maybe they had the same allergies and just didn't know how to describe it?
No.
What's your theory on that?
Okay, well, basically they were using wood for fuel and coal for fuel and putting the wood ashes and coal ashes into their food and into their gardens. Okay, so they're getting minerals that way. And they were eating the brains and the spinal cord and all that kind of stuff of the various animals that they were eating. Okay?
Ew.
And so this is why eggs are better, because a lot of people don't like to eat brains. So, you know, you eat the eggs, and you get our I-26, and it'll rebuild your brain and spinal cord. But you do have to take the osteo-FX, the calcium, heavily laid calcium drink, okay? I take 2 doses a day of that. I've been doing that for like 25 years. That's one of the reasons why I don't have any bone and joint problems, other than a physical injury I had up in Canada some years ago.
Or when you fall in a hole.
That's right, fell in a construction hole. But other than that, I don't have any arthritis or osteoporosis or any of those kind of things. My skin, when you look at my skin, I look like a kid skin, very healthy. And it's one of those things where...
Doc, what does choline do for you?
Okay, choline is one of the, kind of like a B vitamin family, and it helps your body function with fats. Okay, so it helps you with fats.
It's good for you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Choline is a good nutrient.
Michael in New Jersey. Take it away, Michael.
Hello, good doctor. I have total faith in you. I'm not mean to be argumentative. However, you were speaking about the states without mountains that are not mountains. West Virginia is mountainous, and you were talking about them, about how they do not live long. And I do have a question to ask you, a health question.
Okay.
Go with your question first, Michael.
Okay. My aunt has macular degeneration. If you can tell me exactly what she should do, I will follow that.
Okay. Well, again, macular degeneration is an eye thing, correct?
Sure is.
Yeah. And so what you need to do is tell her she's got to get rid of all the bad foods, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no wheat butter, no buckwheat, no sugar, no carbonated drinks. She needs the 90 for Life program, Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, 1 per 100 pounds of body weight. If she only weighs like 110 pounds, 120 pounds, she can take a half a dose of the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack for breakfast and the other half dose at dinner time. But she really needs to take the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack twice a day. She needs the I-26. She can take 3 of those chewables for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It'll regrow the optic nerves. She needs the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. Take 3 of those twice a day. That'll get the blood flowing into the brain, including the blood vessels going to the eye and the veins coming and bringing the bad stuff out of the eye back into the system to be cleaned. Okay? We see this all the time with eye issues, and doctors want to do surgery and all this, that, and other. Give us 90 days first, because 90% of the time or 100% of the time in some cases, you're going to get a complete resolution because it's a nutritional deficiency, osteoporosis of the skull, squeezing the nerves, the optic nerve and the optic veins and the optic arteries, okay? And so you clean up the environment, rebuild the brain and spinal cord, rebuild the skull. Wouldn't hurt to throw in the extra osteo-FX, okay, the osteo-FX, and rebuild the skull. That's along with everything else, not by itself. Don't make that mistake where you're just taking the osteo-FX. Well, you need to take everything else we've said and then add the osteo-FX to it. That's going to speed up the resolution of repair of the skull.
Doc, when Michael was talking about the mountains of West Virginia, they've got the Alleghenies, the Blue Ridge mm-hmm. Mountains, the Back Alleghenies, but apparently they're not drinking the milk and honey drink, are they?
Well, that's part of the problem. But nutritional minerals do not occur uniformly around the world, just like gold and silver do not occur uniformly around the world. That's why there's you have gold mines and silver mines, and some of them are just, very, very rich, and other ones you can dig all day and not get any gold or silver. And the same way is true with these minerals. And so you have to talk to the local university that has a agricultural department and ask them, do they have the analyses of the soil and the water in the mountains, the minerals that are in there? And that's how you're going to find out what's going on.
Next up, let's go to Sean in the state of Washington. Welcome to the show. Hey, Sean.
Well, hey, George. I never did want to call in when Joe Wallach was on because I know so many people need him badly. But I do want to say that when I was, just a kid, in 1981, my dad would pour out everybody's flour and sugar and say, this is white death. And you know how he knew it? He'd slap down your book. And he said, dead doctors don't lie. That's the only time they won't. Yeah, and they're dying at, like, what, 62, 65?
That's right, 65.
Get out of it. Yet, here's another thing, is I'm an organic farmer. I actually I gave potatoes to George Clinton, fingerling gourmet potatoes, and organic farmers, the best of them, we all know, they have to have 100 different metals, acids, material that is from the glaciers. I use a product called Azomite. It's from A to Z. And they give this product to animals, but it says right on there, not for human consumption, because it might make you well.
Okay, well, we have Arthrodex for animals, okay, which is, again, the ground up stuff that comes off the mountains, okay? Arthrodex for animals of all kinds. And, of course, we have the plant-derived colloidal minerals, which has 95 minerals in it. It's a liquid, tastes good. And you can rub it on your belly after a shower. You'll absorb some of it that way. Put it in your drink with your meals. Put it in your desserts. I take the plant-derived colloidal minerals, I don't know, 3 or 4 times a day.
Let me give you that number again for Doc, 1-855-949-7234. You can call anytime, even tomorrow. And the website is criticalhealthnews.com. Put it on your smartphone. Just go to it once a day and just look at all the new things. Let's go next up. Let's go to John in Eastern Oregon. Welcome to the show. John, go ahead.
Hi, Doc.
Yes.
I have a friend who is 50 years old. And he weighs 394 pounds.
Wow.
He's 6 foot tall. And his symptoms are, right now he's getting a hernia, but he's got severe tendonitis in his shoulders. He can barely lift anything, and he's kind of hunched over. He's pre-diabetic. He has hair loss. He's got shiny skin on his legs, and his legs and feet swell occasionally. And he's got a big belly.
Okay, yeah, well, he has a metabolic syndrome, okay? So he needs to get rid of all the bad foods, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no wheat, butter, annos, no buckwheat, no sugar, no carbonated drinks. Even the diet one's got to go.
Seems like you do that first, Doc, right?
Yep, you take that first. And you want to also, at the same time, he needs to be taking the Ultimate Daily Classic, Ultimate Daily Classic, okay? That's going to help him with the minerals, Ultimate Daily Classic. I like the plant-derived colloidal minerals, and he can take 3 ounces a day of the plant-derived colloidal minerals. He needs the I-26 to rebuild the brain and spinal cord and all the 12 pairs of cranial nerves, and he needs the hair, skin, and nails to rebuild the skin, as the name implies.
And he's almost 400 pounds, Doc.
Yep. And so he needs three of those 3 times a day and start out in that direction. And this we're going to start out.
I got a friend who went on Wegovy, which is like Ozempic, and he lost 45 pounds.
Mm.
It worked for him.
Yep. Okay. And so, and just don't forget that Ultimate Daily Classic tablets for the blood pressure, the Sweeties for the blood sugar, and you'll need 3 of each, 3 at breakfast, lunch, and dinner, the Sweeties for get rid of diabetes, for the blood pressure, three of the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets, three times a day. That'll go away pretty quick. These are all nutritional deficiencies. They're not genetic in any way, shape, or form. The reason why he's so big is he's eating, eating, and eating. His body's telling him, look for these minerals, look for these minerals. And he's just eating whatever everybody else is eating and not taking any supplements. And so this is where it's got to get fixed.
What's that story you told us about that basketball player?
Oh, Theo Ratliff?
Yeah.
Yeah, Theo, yeah. Well, his career was over. You know, the guy's 7 foot tall. He had won so many, so many accolades because he's such a great basketball player. His career was over. And one of his teammates said, talk to Wallach. And so I rebuilt the health. We took the Healthy Start Pack, which was our first big multiple, was 90 essential nutrients at the Healthy Start Pack. And this is when I made the glucogel and added the glucogel to it, and it became the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack for him. He took three doses a day, okay? And then we made the glucogel for him, and we made the Rebound for him. So he has something for energy during the games. It has all the vitamins, all the minerals. It has amino acids in it. It tastes great. I drink two of those a day. They come in the sticks. I'll have one before breakfast, one before dinner time.
Was he going to quit before he went to you?
Oh, yeah. His career was over. He didn't want to quit, but they fired him. And so in 90 days, everything came back to normal. He passed everything, both chemical tests as well as a physical test. And he played for another 9.5 years, made $74 million
wow.
in contracts after I rebuilt him.
Not bad. Did you get a commission on that one?
Well, he did pay me very well.
All he had to do was buy the supplements.
That's correct.
That is amazing. What started you into this, Doc?
Well, this is when my dad was taking me. I'm only 3 years old. He was taking me to the gym when he was going and doing his workouts for his boxing. And all these other boxers and weightlifters and runners and all these various athletes were taking all these vitamins and minerals. And I asked my dad, why are they taking all those pills?
At 3 years old, you said that?
Yep. Because it was so obvious. Here's all these people, all these muscular people. They're sitting there taking pills all day. What are they doing? You know, they're magic pills. And so my dad told me, well, they're vitamins and minerals. They help his muscles work. So that's when I started on when I was 3 years old.
You did that on 3 years old? You started taking vitamins?
Yes. And I'm talking about...
They obviously... bought them for you, right?
Oh, yeah. They bought them for me, and so I didn't have any money. I didn't have a job. I was only 3 years old.
You didn't have longevity at the time.
Oh, yeah. And so it was one of those things where, but I was taking all the vitamins and minerals that they were taking, and it really, really took over and brought me through kind of a malaise.
Well, I started young, Doc, but not that young. We're going to come back and take final calls with Doc Wallach in a moment on CriticalHealthNews.com on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back, George Norrie, with Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com. Doc, did you escape the fires that hit the L.A. area?
Yeah, they were a little bit about 125 miles north of me. So, but we prepared just in case. We had plenty firefighting stuff, and we, you know, every morning we'd go north about 20 miles and see if anything's happening there, read the newspapers, listen to the news, and so...
Scary times, huh?
Yeah, we did everything we should have done, and we were okay.
Well, you do the same with your body, too, my friend.
That's correct.
Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Rebecca in Las Vegas. Hello, Rebecca.
Hello, George. Hi, Doc Wallach. Thanks for being a guest. I have, I'm 5'6", 120 pounds. I have thick blood, high cholesterol, and memory loss from a brain injury.
What happened to the brain injury, Rebecca? Accident?
I fell at work and my legs went above my head, my head went down, hit the lockers, hit the hard floor, and that was it.
Ouch.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, how long ago was that?
2011.
Okay.
13, 14 years ago.
Yeah. Okay, has it gotten worse or stayed the same? Or
It's actually gotten a bit better, but I still have memory loss.
Okay. All right. And you weigh 120-something?
120, 5'6".
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you need to get rid of all the bad stuff. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, no barley, rye, oats, no buckwheat, no sugar, no carbonated drinks. The diet one's got to go. 126 pounds, you're right at that cusp. But with this going on this length of time and from trauma, I'd start out with 2 healthy brain and heart packs per month, full dose of everything twice a day. I'd also get the I-26. Again, it comes in the chewables, the capsules, and the powder, whichever is more convenient for you.
I use the capsules for me.
Okay. I have the capsules here on the table. If you know, we have visitors, they don't use the capsules. They don't have the chewables. But I take the chewables, and it will rebuild your brain. You also have to take the Osteo FX, okay? The Osteo. You got to take the...
Do you like it in capsule form or liquid?
Liquid.
Okay.
But you can do capsules, whatever's more convenient, okay? And you want to be sure you're getting enough calcium to kind of rebuild the skull. And then, of course, you're going to take the I-26. I'd go ahead and take it at the beginning. For a couple of months, I'd take it 3 times a day, and then you can cut it back down to twice a day for maintenance. You should be seeing all kinds of good stuff because as the skull opens up and takes the pressure off those 12 pairs of cranial nerves and spinal cord, the function of the brain comes back as it's rebuilding the myelin and the white matter of the brain and spinal cord.
Why do we feel so guilty, Doc, if we miss a day of supplements?
I'm sorry, why do we feel guilty?
Yeah, if we miss a day.
Well, because we know if we do everything right, every moment of every hour of every day, we're going to have a steady improvement and maintenance of our terrible events. But if you don't do everything on a regular basis that's predictable, you might have a couple of good days and a couple of bad days. And when you start having more bad days than good days, you know you've been missing the good stuff too often.
That's true. Any more tips for Rebecca?
Let's see here. No, that's a good place. Well, to drink something for energy, go with the Rebound. She can go ahead and have 2 of those sticks a day, 1 before breakfast, 1 before dinner time. Don't take it after dinner because you'll be up all night.
Tommy loves those.
Yeah, they are good.
All right, thanks, Rebecca. Appreciate you being part of the program. Next up, west of the Rockies, Crystal is with us in Utah. Hello, Crystal.
Hi. I am 26 years old. I've been dealing with fibromyalgia for forever.
With what? What was that?
Fibromyalgia.
Okay. Fibromyalgia?
Yeah, and I'm wondering if there's anything I can do to help.
Yeah, what kind of symptoms? What kind of symptoms do you have?
Constant pain, headaches, chills.
Do you have any ringing in the ears or memory loss?
Ringing in the ears, memory loss, yeah.
Okay, what about balance problems?
I've had that too.
Yeah,
recently.
Okay.
More recently, but...
Yeah, the odds are you have osteoporosis of the skull is progressing. Okay, and you weigh how much again?
I weigh 202 right now.
Okay, so get rid of all the bad stuff. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, barley, rye, oats, no buckwheat, no sugar, no carbonated drinks, and the diet one's got to go. Take 2 healthy brain and heart packs per month, a full dose of breakfast, full dose of dinner time. You need the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. Take 3 of those twice a day. That's going to get circulation going into your heart, your brain, your lungs, your liver, all over the place. You're going to get more... these nutrients getting into the organs because the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets are designed to get blood flow going in blocked arteries and veins.
Not a lot is known about fibromyalgia, Doc.
I'm sorry?
Not a lot is known about that.
Well, fibromyalgia, again, it's a connective tissue thing, okay? And when you have a connective tissue thing, it affects all organs, including the arteries and veins and the heart and the brain and the lungs and the liver and the digestive system and the skin, and because connective tissue is involved with all other tissues. It's sort of like the, you know, the infrastructure. So you got to take care of that infrastructure.
Website is criticalhealthnews.com, and again, that toll-free number, 1-855-949-7234. Crystal, good luck with your situation. East of the Rockies, we go to Nick in Boston, Massachusetts. Hey, Nick, go ahead.
Hi, George. Hi, Doc. Thanks for taking my call tonight.
Sure. Thanks for holding so long. You're on over an hour.
Absolutely. Anything for you guys. I have a question regarding my wife. She's 39 years old, and she's pregnant for the first time. She's around 9 or 10 weeks pregnant, and she's had Crohn's disease most of her life. Fortunately, she's in remission right now. She did that herself about a year ago with diet and acupuncture. And for the past few months, she's been taking tangy tangerine tablets off and on. And I was just wondering, is that safe for her to take while pregnant? And is there something else she should be taking to supplement with besides that?
Yeah, how much does she weigh again?
She is 115 pounds, 5'2".
Okay. she could go with the Healthy Start Pack. You know, a half a dose twice a day, or one Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, and take a half a dose twice a day, one or the other, or she can take one of each. You know, take the, because she's into her pregnancy, so she needs more nutrients, okay?
So does the baby, Doc.
Yeah, absolutely. The baby's growing. The baby needs the nutrients. And it's one of, so she's taking them in for herself and the baby. And it's one of those things where you want the circulation. Okay, from the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets, you need all the basic nutrients for herself and the baby, okay? And miracles happen when you start taking all these nutrients. The earlier, you know, it's better to be taking them for at least 3 to 6 months before you get pregnant, but anywhere along the line, you're going to get benefit. And the earlier you get on the 90 essential nutrients, the better it is for the embryo.
Can you hurt the baby with too much supplementation, Doc?
Well, you could, but usually what would happen, you'd have, you know, they'd lose the baby, okay? The baby would come out early, okay? And so if you're following the directions on the bottles or the cans, it's not going to hurt the baby.
And I noticed some of your directions talk about pregnancies.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, because pregnant women have cravings. Why do they have cravings? Because the baby's stealing all the minerals from mom, and so she's feeling the mineral deficiencies, and that's why pregnant women get cravings.
Nick, you miss anything, call this number, 1-855-949-7234. Gordon in Plant City, Florida. Hey, Gordy, how are you?
Hey, George, Dr. Wallach, thanks for finally squeezing me in. Listen, as you know, I have cavities, and I also take sodium alendronate, which suppresses, is it osteoclast or osteoblast? It's the ones that break it down, supposedly for osteoporosis. And I'm wondering if that plays into it. But I've heard that teeth can be regrown. And in all fairness, one of your staff members, the real brilliant chiropractor, whose name I forget, just suggests I have all my teeth pulled out. But I want to ask you, what can I do to regrow my teeth or reverse the cavities? You're the smartest doctor in the world. Help me.
Well, what you want to do, get rid of all the bad stuff, okay? No fried food, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat bran rye, no so buckwheat, no sugar, no carbonated drinks. See, the diamond's got to go. How much do you weigh?
8 or 130. I'm 5'8".
130, okay. I'd go ahead, since you have those problems, I'd go ahead and take 2 Healthy Brain and Heart Packs per month, take a full dose of breakfast, full dose of dinner time. I'd also take the I-26, okay, for rebuilding the nerves from the cranial, 12 pairs of cranial nerves and the spinal cord, because the cranial nerves, the facial nerves come into the jaw, okay? You also have the arteries bringing nutrients into the jaw, and then, of course, the veins take away all the bad stuff. So you need to be taking all these nutrients, excuse me, and, of course, you want to be taking the, again, the extra OsteoFX. I'm going to be taking the extra, I like, again, the Rebound for energy, but also you're going to get some trace minerals. Don't forget the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. Don't forget the minerals, okay, the plant-derived colloidal minerals. Okay, they will help rebuild the jaws, okay, the bone, facial bones. They will regrow because, you know, the odds are you have osteoporosis of the skull as well. When you have all those jaw problems, it's not just your jaws that have the problems. The skull also has the problems squeezing those 12 pairs of cranial nerves and the spinal cord. Do you have any ringing in the ears or dizziness or balance problems?
No, I have none of that, but I'm real low on cash, and I know this is a long Hail Mary. It's a big ask, but if either you or George or my chiropractor friend, whose name I forget, or someone wants to throw in, I'll try every bit of the things that you say, and I'll report back what happens. I'm kind of struggling financially right now.
Okay, well, if you sign a few people up, and you can sell some books, you can sell some products, you can earn some money that way, okay?
And you get a discount on what you get, right?
There you go. You get it. Yeah, if you become a member, you get a nice discount. You pay the wholesale prices, so you save quite a bit.
It's the way to do it. Time for one more quick call, Doc. Let's go to Mitch in St. Louis. Mitch, go ahead. Mitch,
hello.
Go ahead, Mitch.
Thank you for taking my call.
Okay, buddy.
I have chronic kidney disease. I'm on dialysis.
Okay.
How do I get off?
Okay, how much do you weigh?
I weigh 160 pounds. I'm 5'7".
Okay, you got to get rid of all the bad stuff. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no wheat, brown rice, no buckwheat, no sugar, no carbonated drinks. Even the diet one's got to go. And 160 pounds, right? You need 2 healthy brain and heart packs per month, a full dose twice a day. You need the I-26. Go ahead and take 2 or 3 of those chewables twice a day. And then you also need FX, okay? You're going to be getting the minerals, okay, to help with the maintenance of the bones. And
do kidneys regenerate, Doc?
Oh, yeah. The Ultimate Daily Classic tablets will regenerate the kidneys. We take people that haven't urinated. They're on dialysis all the time. And in a couple of weeks, they start reducing their dialysis. And a month or two, they're off of dialysis after being on dialysis for like 12, 15 years.
Amazing.
Okay, with the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. But that's in addition to everything else. Don't just do those. You have to have all the other stuff to repair the kidneys, okay? So one is getting the blood flowing into the kidneys, which is the Ultimate Daily Classic. And then all the rest of the stuff has the raw materials to rebuild everything, okay? But the Ultimate Daily Classic is, we could get rid of everybody's high blood pressure and kidney issues, like worldwide, if they take the 90 essential nutrients and the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets.
And here's that number to call, Mitch, if you missed anything that Doc just said. 1-855-949-7234. 1-855-949-RADIO. Doc, what's your next mission?
Well, the next mission is to get the world doing what we're doing, because we can save humanity. And so we built this huge cadre of people like yourself, George, who are just interested in helping people, but they didn't have all the tools, okay? Well, we're providing the tools. We have the books, we have the CDs, we have the DVDs, we have the products, and we're in 81 countries right now. We have 30-something assembly plants around the world. They're putting this stuff together to deal with regional delivery and so on.
Well, you keep doing what you're doing. Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com. In 3 weeks, pharmacist Ben Fuchs joins us. We will be back in a moment with Stephen Bassett as we talk about UFO disclosure.